97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
So we got a little breaking news here, and I'm just going to tell you that I'm confused by it. We'll see if we can get a clarification into the 5 o'clock hour. And by the way, Senator Schmidt's going to join us after Fox News. But KMOX is reporting, Michael Calhoun, that the Missouri Supreme Court just decided that the referendum petition on the new congressional maps is legal. But the new maps will be up for voter approval in November, which means the election will use the old maps, which doesn't make any sense because the primaries, using Ann Wagner as an example, in District 2 were based on the new maps. So I'm very confused. The courts tend to do this. We'll see if we can get clarification. Maybe even Senator Schmidt will have something to say about that coming up here in a couple of minutes. I've got Stewie from Stewart's American Mortgage in the studio with me this afternoon. How are you, man? Good to see you.
It's hot out there. How you
doing? Yeah, it's hot, but you know what? It's the final days of summer. I think it's not as humid. I don't think this week is as bad as it was a few weeks ago. So.
I don't know. I looked at the weather report for the next week to 10 days,
hot.
And it looks like
'90s. But you know what? We're going to be bitching about it being too cold soon enough, right?
It is what it is.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about where rates are and what you're offering, because you still have an amazing offer for people with a discount. Now, there's two facets to this. One is on a purchase, right?
Right.
And then one's on a refi. So explain the discounted rate, because I've been talking about that a lot.
Okay, this is a very big deal. People are worried that interest rates are climbing, and they are. The Federal Reserve is actually meeting in the middle of this month. There's a 50-50 shot they may even raise interest rates. So now mortgage rates aren't dependent on what the Federal Reserve does directly.
Right.
But it's
indirectly.
An indication. But indirectly, it'll trickle down the markets, investors, people buying mortgage-backed securities, which are bonds, and they correlate with treasuries. So this is a situation where you can imagine if they're going to go ahead and raise the interest rates, mortgage rates are going to continue to climb. And anticipating that, the market's actually reacting, that, and we're seeing a rise in interest rates. So if you're buying a house, you're saying, oh my God, am I going to have to pay 7%, 7.5%? Who knows what number I'm going to pay? Maybe I need to wait in the sidelines and just wait and see what happens and not buy the house right now. On the flip side, if interest rates do drop, and ultimately they will, you're going to be in, you know, with the crowd that's wanting to buy that particular house. All of a sudden, prices of homes are going to skyrocket because everybody wants to buy the house now.
And by the way, what you're advising is what realtors will tell you too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll say that. So
yeah.
Buy it now, refinance
right,
later. That's
right.
Always the way to go. But people are worried about that payment because right now it's pretty high. So we came up with a solution. We're doing this probably on 90% of all our purchases, maybe even 95%. We're giving everybody a 1% discount for the first year. That means if the interest rate is 6.75%, you're going to get 5.75% for the first year. It's a great option. You save a fortune of money. We locked somebody today. They're buying a $600,000 house. The payment differential is $450 a month. That's huge.
That's huge.
So people are taking advantage of it. If interest rates do drop, you can always refinance for free with the Bagel loan. That's the intention. If not, then you'll be in a situation where you're paying pretty much the market rate anyway. So this gets you into the house, lower payment today. A lot of people are getting this when they're trying to negotiate, when they're not selling their old house.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, hey, I need a lower payment right now. So they're getting the lower payment when they can. And when they sell their house, they're paying down the mortgage. There are all kinds of different options, but this is a game changer. It gets you into the house, keep that payment low, under 6% very often, and you'll be way ahead of the game.
So let's talk about refis a little bit, because people need to tap into the equity of their homes, right? And sometimes they go the home equity credit line route. You don't like that at all, right?
I don't like it at all. So let's talk about a couple different scenarios. One scenario is you have a mortgage of $400,000. Your rate is 3%. You got the rate during COVID, really low, and now you need 50 grand. In that situation, and only that situation, I would consider getting a home equity line of credit. One little footnote, if you're an investor, you want to take out money, pay it down like a credit card and go up and down, that would be a good option to get a home equity line of credit as well. It's called a HELOC. Okay.
Right, right.
But if you owe $200,000 on your house and you need another $200,000, or you don't have any loan on your house and you need to take out some money to do improvements, you know, your wife wants a new kitchen, you got to consolidate debt, all that kind of ways, don't go for the line of credit. The reasons are as follows. Number one, a line of credit is an adjustable rate mortgage. It's not fixed. It's directly tied into whatever the Federal Reserve does, and it has no caps. So you can go from 7% or 10% all the way to 20% in a matter of a month or two. It's dangerous. Okay, that's the first problem. Second problem with home equity lines of credit are, people don't realize this, but there's a fixed time period that you can take the money out. And when that time period expires, you have to pay it back at an exorbitant interest rate. So you may get prime plus one, prime plus two, and then all of a sudden, 5 years from now, you're stuck. You didn't realize it expires.
That's a bad thing.
You got the bank's going to say, you got to pay us back at 15%. The third and final reason is, when you make payments on a home equity line, it pretty much only covers the interest.
Right.
We refinanced somebody now that had a home equity line for 5 years. The balance that they started with is the same exact balance they had now. People don't realize that.
We're going to run out of time, but you have an option for that too, though, right? Because you're doing on the refis, if you go from FHA to conventional, you're still offering the 1% discount, right?
If you have an FHA loan, only if you have an FHA loan, you can go from a FHA to a conventional and get that 1% discount for the first year. So we're doing that 1% discount on purchases, and if you're converting from FHA to conventional.
Give your phone number out because people can get right in touch with you, right?
Absolutely.
Give the number.
Text it, 314-324-4440. You can text me. It's my personal number. It's the only phone I carry with me. Or Google the bagel loan.
Yeah, that's easy,
directly to our website.
It comes right up that way. Good to see you. Sorry I ran out of time. There's a lot of stuff going on. It's crazy hot outside, and it's crazy with the news world inside. But good to see you, Stewie. Yeah. Thanks for coming in.
Get more at 971talk.com.